Section 1 of Homeric Hymns, Epigrams, and Battle of Frogs and Mice. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Homeric Hymns, Epigrams, and Battle of Frogs and Mice by Homer, translated by Hugh G. Evelyn White. Section 1. To Dionysus. For some say at Dracanum, and some on windy Icarus, and some in Naxos, O heaven-born Insune, and others in the deep-eddying river Alpheus, that pregnant Semele bear you to Zeus the Thunder-lover. And others yet, Lord, say you were born in Thebes, but all these lie. The Father of men and gods gave you birth remote from men and secretly from the white-armed Hera. There is a certain Nysa, a mountain most high and richly grown with woods, far off in Phoenice, near the streams of Aegyptus. And men will lay up for her many offerings in her shrines, and as these things are three, so shall mortals ever sacrifice perfect hecatombs to you at your feasts, each 3 years. The son of Cronos spoke and nodded with his dark brows, and the divine locks of the king flowed forward from his immortal head, and he made great Olympus reel. So spake wise Zeus, and ordained it with a nod. Be favourable, O Insune, inspirer of frenzied women. We singers sing of you as we begin and as we end a strain, and none forgetting you may call holy song to mind. And so farewell, Dionysus, Insune, with your mother Semele, whom men call Thyone. End of Section 1. Section 2 of Homeric Hymns, Epigrams, and Battle of Frogs and Mice by Homer, translated by Hugh G. Evelyn White. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. To Demeter. I begin to sing of rich-haired Demeter, awful goddess, of her and her trim-ankled daughter, whom Aidoneus rapt away, given to him by all-seeing Zeus, the loud thunderer. Apart from Demeter, lady of the golden sword and glorious fruits, she was playing with the deep-bosomed daughters of Oceanus and gathering flowers over a soft meadow, roses and crocuses and beautiful violets, irises also, and hyacinths and the narcissus, which earth made to grow at the will of Zeus and to please the host of many, to be a snare for the bloom-like girl. A marvellous, radiant flower. It was a thing of awe whether for deathless gods or mortal men to see. From its root grew 100 blooms, and it smelled most sweetly, so that all wide heaven above and the whole earth in the sea's salt swell laughed for joy. And the girl was amazed, and reached out with both hands to take the lovely toy. But the wide-pathed earth yawned there in the plain of Nysa, and the Lord, host of many, with his immortal horses sprang out upon her, the son of Cronos, he who has many names. He caught her up reluctant on his golden car, and bare her away lamenting. Then she cried out shrilly with her voice, calling upon her father, the son of Cronos, who is most high and excellent. But no one, either of the deathless gods or of mortal men, heard her voice, nor yet the olive trees bearing rich fruit. Only tender-hearted Hecate, bright-coiffed, the daughter of Perseus, heard the girl from her cave, and the Lord Helios, Hyperion's bright son, as she cried to her father, the son of Cronos. But he was sitting aloof, apart from the gods, in his temple where many pray, and receiving sweet offerings from mortal men. So he, that son of Cronos of many names, who is ruler of many and host of many, was bearing her away by leave of Zeus on his immortal chariot, his own brother's child, and all unwilling. And so long as she, the goddess, yet beheld earth and starry heaven, and the strong flowing sea where fishes shoal, and the rays of the sun, and still hoped to see her dear mother and the tribes of the eternal gods, so long hope calmed her great heart for all her trouble. And the heights of the mountains and the depths of the sea rang with her immortal voice, and her queenly mother heard her. Bitter pain seized her heart, and she rent the covering upon her divine hair with her dear hands. Her dark cloak she
Sample complete. Ready to continue?